Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBKUL.com. And my guest is Jason Deegan, the managing editor of GolfPass.com, a popular website affiliated with Golf Channel and NBC Sports Next. Jason has reviewed more than 1,000 courses in 22 countries since 1999. Golf Pass offers world-class instruction videos through an annual subscription membership, but much of Jason's writing is free and available for all to read at golfpass.com/travel-advisor. Hey, welcome to the show, Jason.
Yeah, Anne, thanks for having me. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, we had some great trips this summer, which we can talk a little bit about, one to Scotland and one to Ireland. I just love both of those countries as golf destinations. But let's first talk about the list that you and your team put together, most top 100 lists that are created, highlight courses that cost over $200 to play. And this list that you put together, top 100 golf courses in America for under 100, is quite unusual. What a deal, huh?
Yeah, so we basically call it the top 100 under 100. And, you know, the research was extensive because so many golf courses, you know, have such flexible rates. So in summer or high season, they'll charge $150, but maybe in the spring season, they'll charge, you know, $75 or $100. So we wanted to find the courses that never charge more than $99. So these are the bargains of the bargains. You know, you can find great golf all year round at these places, never over a Benjamin.
And there's some pretty amazing courses, which we'll get to in a second. But I would say it's difficult to find a public golf course in the New York metropolitan area that you can play for under $100. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll notice that none made it on our list. Same with Arizona. You know, it's such a seasonal destination, such a popular destination that, you know, you can't find a really high quality golf course in Arizona under $100. You did have two courses that were really close to making the cut. Bethpage Red charges $96 to walk, but then when you add the cart fee, $22, that puts it over our threshold. But that would be one course that would be value oriented. And then also Montauk Downs, you know, they're two state golf courses. So that helped keeps the price down.
Right. Bethpage and Montauk Downs, obviously two incredible public golf courses worth checking out. And I was looking it up, the black course at Bethpage for residents, if you're playing during the weekdays, it's 65, twilight 39. Weekends, $85 for 18 holes, twilight 49. And if you're out of state, it gets up to during the week, $130, and weekends, $150.
That $150 green fee disqualifies it from our list. But obviously, it's one of America's great public golf courses and definitely recommend everybody try to get there at least once.
When I did the overnight show on this radio station, Hey, Liguori, what's the story? I'd have people calling me from Bethpage parking lot who are waiting in line to get a tee time. And this was at all hours of the night, 4 a.m, 5 a.m. It was so much fun. They would listen to the radio show and call in. And, you know, a lot of times they would get on the air and we'd talk a little golf as they waited for their tee time at Bethpage. So a lot of people love Bethpage, but it's just a little over that $100, particularly if you're out of state and coming in to experience it. And then Montauk Downs, residents pay weekend $48 and non-New York State residents pay $96. And again, it'd be great. You know, I encourage everybody to walk these courses, but if you are taking the cart, it puts you over the $100 mark, right?
Yeah. And we tried to keep, you know, our measurables the same. So we always included a cart in our pricing research, even though you could walk some of these golf courses. The good news is this is a great list for traveling golfers. This is a great list for, people that are looking for regional golf courses, if they want to drive out for the day and experience some really good golf for a nice, affordable price. You know, there's courses in New Jersey, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Boston area. So there is, you know, some drivable, you know, destinations for your New York market to get to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just in New Jersey, you listed a flagship Muni of the five course Somerset County Park Commission. Is it Neshannock Valley Golf Course? Neshannock Station, New Jersey?
Yeah, that's a Hertz and Fry design. There's 27 holes there, you know, never more than $85. So yeah, you can, you know, play that golf course and have a great day.
Knoll West Country Club, a Charles Banks layout, which is semi-private in Boonton, New Jersey. That's on your list. Even uptown, upstate New York, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course in Lewiston. I think that's near Niagara Falls, right? Seneca
Hickory Stick. It's owned by a casino. So you can make that a stay and play where you stay at the casino, have a nice dinner and gambling while after golf. So yeah, that's a destination.
And there's some really great public courses in Connecticut that are very reasonable to play.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody has heard by now, you know, Wintonbury Hills in Bloomfield. The story is that Pete Dye basically donated his services. He charged $1 to design that golf course. So, you know, that's why that golf course is only $80 for the average public player. And, you know, normally a Pete Dye course at other places, you know, TPC Sawgrass and Whistling Straits are big, big bucks.
Now, if they want access to this list, what do they have to do?
Yeah, so we put it up on our main page that you emphasized at the beginning of the show, you know, golfpass.com/travel-advisor. And, you know, that's always on our main page because that was released earlier this spring, and it's been one of our most popular stories of the year by far.
And when I get back down to Florida over the winter, I'm looking forward to going to New Smyrna Beach Golf Club, a Donald Ross design, which is interesting. Didn't know that. And Riviera Country Club in Ormond Beach.
Yeah, you know, what was really cool about this project is we found Tom Doak course, Gil Hands course, a Donald Ross course, you know, all these famous designers, Robert Trent Jones Jr. And so you can play these big name designers. It just matters where the location is. You know, if the club is owned by a municipality or if it's a little off the beaten path, you can tend to find the value that you need to stay under $100 for a really good course.
There are courses out there that are absolutely just wonderful that you can play and not break the bank. Well, I love the list titled 50 Most Beautiful Courses with Public Access. And no surprise, and these are courses all over the world. And no surprise, you have a lot of courses from Ireland and Northern Ireland on that list, Jason.
Yeah, that was a super fun list to create. We did it a couple of years ago, and it continues to do really well in search traffic. You know, the world's 50 best, most beautiful golf courses. That's an inspirational thing, right? Like everybody wants to see the most beautiful golf courses in the world. And they're spread all over. You know, we've got courses in Africa, New Zealand, Australia. So this is very exotic stuff. So it's a really cool list.
You have Ardglass, one that I'm a member of in Northern Ireland. You have Royal Isabella in Puerto Rico, owned by the Tennis Hall of Famer, Charlie Passeron, his brother Stanley. Gosh, you have the Bluffs course at Arcadia Bluffs in Northern Michigan. Royal Dornick, we played in Scotland. That's a very special place. Tralee in Ireland. I just love this list. But there's one on here in our country that I found to be such an incredible adventure, and I highly recommend it. And again, it's a public golf course, Wolf Creek Golf Course in Mesquite, Nevada. It is unbelievable. Lots of severe elevation, right? High elevation. And it is just so picturesque and so much fun to play. I think that was probably one of the most fun courses I've ever played, Jason.
Yeah, it's totally a roller coaster ride. You know, you're surrounded by these huge red rock formations, and, you know, the fairways are sandwiched in between them, and the views are just spectacular. And you feel like you're almost on just sort of, on Mars or something like that, right? You've got the green fairways against the red rocks, and then there's some water hazards out there. So it's really a unique experience.
And you have to sign a waiver just to ride the cart because it is so elevated and steep that you have to be kind of, you know, on your toes and very careful when you do drive that golf cart. But what an adventure. I highly recommend Wolf Creek Golf Course in Mesquite, Nevada. Talk about some of the other courses on this list, because everybody loves beautiful golf courses all over the world with public access.
Well, I think one of the things I noticed, you know, there's a lot of links golf courses on here. You know, we mentioned Scotland and Ireland. There's also a lot of clifftop oceanside golf courses. You know, those are just absolutely special. So like Old Head in Ireland, Kauri Cliffs and Cape Kidnappers, the legendary courses of New Zealand. Pinnacle Point, a course that not too many have heard of in South Africa.
Love that one. It's a Darren Clark design.
Yeah, just totally, they'll blow your mind when you're out there playing these golf courses. You won't stop taking photos. You'll almost be too distracted to play good golf. And that's what's really cool about it.
Exactly. I end up taking photos the whole round, right? Cabot Cliffs, Canada's first true links golf destination in Nova Scotia. Love that course. Quivira in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. That's stunning, right? Just stunning views. And all these courses are so much fun to play, and I highly recommend you get access to this list, 50 most beautiful courses with public access. All right, Jason, I want to get to some of your own personal favorites, because you definitely have the best job in golf, right? Traveling the world and just playing golf courses and suggesting various destinations to golfers of all ability levels, right? So let me ask you a couple questions. If you had to tell me your top five golf destinations, what would they be?
You know, I look at golf destinations as a totality of, a visitor's experience. So that means the golf courses, plus the restaurants, plus the hotels, plus the culture of the locals. So I really have found, you know, special places in New Zealand. I went there once, and you know, I haven't been there in a decade, but I'm dying to go back. It's such a special place. The people are so friendly. The landscape is just blows your mind. And, you know, New Zealand, same thing with South Africa. The culture there is incredible. You've got golf, you've got wine. You know, you have safari. Those are experiences you can't get anywhere else in the world. Ireland has always been my favorite place. I'm told Deegan is an Irish name. I haven't traced any roots back there, so I feel like very at home in Ireland.
I love it. Well, New Zealand, I've been to Kauri Cliffs, Cape Kidnappers, as you say, just phenomenal. South Africa, that's a very special experience. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, you know, as you say, combining the golf with safaris, which is just so extraordinary, and the wine country, and of course, Ireland. And you and I were fortunate enough to be on a golf media trip to Ireland this summer and to Scotland. And what would you say is the biggest difference between the two? Are there differences between golfing in Scotland and golfing in Ireland?
That's a tricky question. You know, I think as for some reason, the Irish just seem to be a hair friendlier. I think their crack that they create in the 19th hole, you know, you'll walk into a golf club in Ireland, and by the end of the day, you'll be in the 19th hole and you'll know the members will know you, they'll come talk to you, say hello. So I think nothing against the Scots, because they're plenty friendly too, but the Irish just have something magical about them that they just love Americans, and they're great hosts and wonderful hospitality every time you visit.
Oh, absolutely. And not only the golf, you know, one course is more spectacular than the next, which could be 20 minutes down the road, but also just the crack, as you mentioned, which means, you know, just the fun, right? And being in the pubs, you know, the 18th hole and listening to their stories. And then when they start singing, one person will get up and sing and everybody will be silent and just pay attention to this one voice. And they all have such wonderful voices, right? And then they all get together and sing along. It's just, it's hard to describe. It's just that camaraderie and that hospitality of the Irish is really second to none. So yeah, I put Ireland right at the top of my list for sure. And I know in the list of world top 100 golf destinations, obviously Bandon Dunes right here in our own country in Oregon is a very special place. Pinehurst, Pebble Beach. I mean, you know, you can just spend your whole life just going to all these golf destinations and just absorbing it all and having some fun, right?
Yeah, I feel pretty fortunate in my career. You know, I grew up in Michigan, and a lot of people don't realize how special Northern Michigan is. So, you know, there's just 20 to 25 resorts that all have multiple golf courses. And, you know, it's really nice weather there in the summer. It's the longest summer days in America in terms of, you know, it stays light till 10:30. So you can play golf till your arms fall off if you wanted to. You could squeeze in 54 holes, no problem. And then I moved to California, and I'm an hour door-to-door from Pebble Beach, and you know, an hour from San Francisco. I'm in San Jose. So I'm just been surrounded by great golf my whole life. And that just kind of drives my passion, you know, seeing these beautiful places and experience them firsthand.
And the Lake Tahoe area as well is very special. There's just so many, you don't have to leave our country, obviously, to play amazing golf courses and resort properties. And just, you could be forever inspired just by staying in this country. But if you have the opportunity to travel abroad and to experience these other cultures and golf courses, it is also something that you should put on your bucket list. So last question, Jason Deegan, bucket list golf destination for you, somebody who's traveled as much as you have, reviewing more than 1,000 courses in 22 countries since 1999, where haven't you gone that you just have to go to?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't played the old course at St. Andrews. I've been to St. Andrews. I've walked it and photographed it, but I have not had a chance to play it yet. So that is, if I'm talking one course, that's definitely it. I have also not been to Melbourne, Australia, you know, the famous Sandbelt. So need to go see Royal Melbourne, experience the golf culture there is second to none, one of the world's best golf destinations. And obviously Australia is just a really cool place. So that's definitely high on my list as well.
Check out Jason's writings at golfpass.com/travel-advisor. Jason Deegan, always a pleasure to talk to you. Continued success, and see you somewhere in the world on the links, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't wait for our next tea time. Thanks, Ann.
Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.